This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is the last Thursday in May, and I am so looking forward to sharing it with you. Hey, hello, how are you doing? Yep, it's the end of May. How did that happen? Is it just me that feels like time is speeding up? I know we're on a kind of miracle of a wet rock spinning through the universe, but it just feels like it's spinning a little faster to me. Good morning. It is a pleasure to have your company. I hope you're in fine fettle today. This is Tune In with Erica. If we haven't met before, if you're new to 1-2 Radio, my name's Erica Longdon. I'm an advisor on 1-2 Listen and a host on 1-2 Radio. And so looking forward to spending this time with you. I haven't got my starscopes with me today. I know I said I'd do it last week. I have written them, I promise, and I will do them next week. But today, when I was doing my meditation this morning, I was given something else to talk about. And I thought, okay, I'm listening, I can do that. And interestingly then, I have been for a beautiful walk this morning, because over here in the UK it's 4:30 in the afternoon for me. It's, if you're stateside, it's either 8:30 or 11:30 or somewhere in between, and if you're listening to the on demand, it's, well, whenever you are. But anyway, this morning for me in the UK, I went for a walk in a beautiful gardens. We have lots of former stately homes or homes owned by the large captains of industry and mining and ships captains and all of that here, and they have the most beautiful gardens, which are quite often now given over to the public, even if the family still lives in the house. So we went to one of those this morning, a glorious one called Trengwainton, with a friend of mine who's an astrologer, and we were strolling and talking, and she's her name is Cassandra Eve, I'll give her a shout out, and she specializes in the divine feminine. And we were just strolling and talking about the astrology, and I brought this subject up and we were conversing on it, and she gave me various perspectives on it as well. So I thought, well, do you know what? I am going to share it with you as well. So that's what I'm going to be doing today. I'm going to be talking about the second Tibetan, because you probably know I've been working with the five Tibetans, and compassion. Now, before I get into all that, I have to say that just before I came on air, my computer is making the most peculiar purring noise, a very loud purring noise. It could be described as a struggling noise. We will see. So if I suddenly vanish on you, I do apologize. It's because I don't know what's going on with my computer. I'm just quietly praying that Metatron and Michael and the Gemini energy will sort it out. So far, so good. We appear to be speaking to each other. So I'm going to look in the Facebook chat room before I get to talk about compassion, because I can see lots of lovely people coming in there, and you know how much I appreciate your company. So let's go and take a look to see who I've got in there. Good morning to Laura. You would like a reading for any deck that speaks to me. I've got my wisdom tarot with me. I always have. I have the mermaids with me today because I was asking the merfolk to help me channel June's starscopes, because it's a Cancerian sign. So I have the mers with me today. I also have in the chat room Maureen White-Varner. Good morning to you, my Libra sister, as well. Lots of crazy bits and things going on. Taking the next few days as a rest. How sensible. There's lots of solar flares as well. I know lots of people who are feeling very wiped out. You would like a card as well from the Dragon deck. I'm sure the dragons can help. Good morning to Renee and your morning coffee. Love that. Good morning to Catherine. G'day. Happy to be at the table. Card for your highest good coming up later on. Joni, good morning as well. Card from whichever deck you're using. I will just see which one comes to us. So I will get back into the Facebook chat room and do those readings as we are going along. If you've never been in the chat room before, it's very easy. Go to the website 12radio.com. Look at the options for the menu on the left-hand side, and you'll see one of them says chat. Come on in. They are gorgeous people in there, and we are very lucky to have them on 1-2 Radio supporting us. You'll also find the on-demand system, so if you miss the show, you'll have to go out, or if, heaven forbid, I fall off air in some way, it will be there on the on-demand system, and you can always catch up with it later, especially if there's something you'd like to hear again. So this compassion that I said I was going to talk about, it's because, as I said, I've been working with the five Tibetans, which I suppose you could loosely call it, but rather incorrectly call it, a yoga-based exercise system. But it is so much more than that, because it comes with philosophies for each of the five, I'm going to call them asanas, moves. They do look like moves from Hatha Yoga, but they differ in the order that you do them, and they differ in the way that you use the breath. So yes, it's related to yoga, but it's not quite it. And also the lady who's written this book, who was a guest on 1-2 Radio, that's why I've got the book. I looked and I've been doing 1-2 Radio, I think, for 13 years. I can't believe that. When I say that, those words are coming out of my mouth. I started with Erica's Evocation Hour, and then it moved on to Breakfast with Erica, and now it's Tune In with Erica. And I used to have guests on all the time in the earlier days. And this lady, Susan L. Westbrook, who is American, has written the book, The Five Tibetans Workshop, Tone Your Body, Transform Your Life. And I was fascinated. And obviously, I was sent the book by the publisher when I had her on as a guest. And I have dipped in and out of it ever since. And recently, it came back into my mind, into my consciousness. And I thought, I need to start doing this again, because I know how transformative it is. And it is working with five chakras. It works with starting with your third eye, which is the first Tibetan, and then it goes to your heart, the Anahata, for the second. Then it goes to your solar plexus for the third. The fourth Tibetan in her book is your sacral chakra, and obviously then you end up with the Muladhara, the root chakra. Now, she acknowledges that the gentleman who found the Tibetan monks doing this and brought the original knowledge back reversed the second and fourth chakras. She's put them the other way up. I happen to agree with her. I think it works better. So this morning I was very much working with the second chakra, which is the heart chakra. And it comes with the element of air. And it's about opening the heart chakra. And it talks about air blowing away anger and resentment and bitterness and envy and jealousy and animosity and rage. And then the air sucking back in, or replacing that negative energy with love and compassion and peace and all of those things that we normally associate with the heart. But she's very careful to say in her book, and I absolutely agree with her, you can't have the light without having the shadow. And yes, we're trying to bring in love and compassion and forgiveness, and particularly vulnerability has to go with that, and acceptance and peace. So it goes very well, these five Tibetans, with the Chiron sound work that I'm doing, because you're looking at your vulnerabilities, your shadows, your wounds. And amidst all of this this morning, as it was churning round and the air was blowing it round and round and round in my consciousness, I really latched onto the word for compassion. Because Lord knows the world needs a lot of compassion at the moment. And then I got to thinking, what's the etymology? What's the origin of the word compassion? Because I was thinking of the passion of Christ, or feeling passionate. And passion is also rage. And yet in that Tibetan, you're looking at how we deal with rage and anger. And Susan is very careful to say, and I agree with her, that you must not express anger and rage, which was something I was very much told to do when I was a small child in the 50s. It wasn't nice for little girls to express anger. So I have all sorts of stuff I've had to unknit connected to that. But compassion, it comes from, breaks down from two, actually it's from the Latin, and even further back it comes from the Greek, which means the same thing. The com is actually C-U-M, come, and it means to be with. And the meaning of compassion is to suffer with. And I was discussing this with Cassandra, because she's actually written in her books on astrology about this, an entire section in her dealing with her journey and the divine feminine, that it's almost like it's that idea, you have to be broken, that's where the light gets in. It is that feeling almost of being crucified. That's why they talk about the passion of Christ. It's the feeling the pain with someone. Now, I always thought compassion was the same or compatible with wordplay, with empathy or sympathy, and they are part of it. But compassion is so much more powerful. I've realized reading this, is because you are suffering with. You might have empathy for someone, you might have sympathy for them, and that's absolutely fine. But compassion is so much more powerful, because the meaning is that because you're suffering with them, you are moved to action, to do something about it in whatever way you can. And that is a very fine line adjustment between having empathy and sympathy and compassion. And I loved that. So I have been working with that all day as a thought going round in my head, thinking, where am I compassionate and where am I empathetic, and how far apart are those two things? So I thought, I was told to share that with you today. So thus I have done. Enjoy working with that. If you want to work with the meditation that comes with this second Tibetan, I'll read the full definition of it. I'll just flick to the page that has got it in. So you concentrate on the move in Hatha Yoga, if you're familiar with it, is you start in a seated position with your legs in front of you and your hands at your sides, and you're going to raise up into what used to be called tabletop, so that you're, the front of you becomes a table, and be very careful with your neck when you do it to support your neck. But you come up into tabletop and you breathe in as you do it, and the air is therefore moving, and you're opening the heart space as you come up into that position. And this is air opening the heart chakra, blowing away anger and resentment, bitterness, envy, jealousy, animosity and rage, and creating space for love and compassion, forgiveness and vulnerability, acceptance and peace. Love that. Incredibly powerful. It's a very powerful book. If you've not tried to work with the five Tibetans, she does say in there, the yoga moves on their own is just an exercise regime. When you put it with the meditations and use it in this way, it becomes a transformative practice. So you can do that. And she's very much talking about resentment, which is, there's nothing wrong with anger. Anger and rage are emotions that we have, and they need to be healthily expressed and not repressed. And if you repress them, what you end up with is resentment, which is a real canker. It lives within you and gets sourer and sourer and more damaging as you leave it in there. So it, again, this second Tibetan is working with all of that. So let me have a look, because I'm very mindful of the time. Let me just take a look at the time where I am. I need to get in the chat room and do some readings. So I'm just going to refresh my Facebook page. And so far, my computer's still purring loudly, but it is working, so we're still together. So let me just go to the banner. If you're coming into the Facebook chat room, you will find a banner for Tune In with Erica, and you can see all the comments under there. I'm just going to tip them the right way up by doing all comments and say good morning to Laura again. You would like a reading for any deck. So there we go. A card, please. This is the tarot deck coming up, the card deck for Laura. What does Laura need to know with all this energy that's flowing around? We're about to hit June. We're in Gemini. Card comes flying out for you, Laura. Interesting. An air card that kind of goes with what I was talking about, looking at thoughts and things. It is the Eight of Air. Now, some people don't like this card because they think it's a real challenge. I think it's a joy, because it's on my deck, it's got a picture of a lady who's in a beautiful garden, rather like the one I was in this morning, except I wasn't quite so elegantly dressed. And she's blindfold. And the gate in front of her in this arched wall is actually open. She can walk through it any time, but she can't see that it's open because she's got this blindfold on. It's the illusions. It's the stories we tell ourselves that trap us, which is actually about what Susan Westbrook's talking about, resentment, how ways in which we mentally trap ourselves, which can be a lack of self-confidence, or you simply are being afraid to take action, or you're not sure what the outcome would be. So if you're procrastinating over something, Laura, I would say that's why you have got this card today, and I hope that will help. Good morning to Maureen, who would like something from a dragon deck. Hold fire while I get you some dragons. Let me just, there we go, I've got the dragons. Just move the tarot deck. So next few days to rest very wise. Love a card from the dragons. Dragons, which dragon wants to help Maureen? Come on, let's pick Maureen up. Wrap her in dragon fire and dragon power and dragon heart. Okay. Interestingly, you have two dragons. Two of them wish to speak to you. The first one is an intergalactic dragon. It's a dark blue galactic dragon who has a wonderful magic bag. And this it's the darkest blue you can think. Listen to the voice of the universe. Ignite the codes of your master blueprint and access cosmic wisdom is that dragon. But you have it with the golden orange dragon. Now, this golden orange dragon is much more kind of earth connected and is surrounded by books and paper and is holding a quill in, I'm going to say, his hand. He's a very slight dragon, but I still think he's male. Be a peaceful warrior. Help those in need. Remember your magnificence. Now, both these dragons, Maureen, are talking about your magnificence. So I think the message to feeling deflated, getting a bit of dragon power in here, is to remember what a magnificent being you are. And no matter what is going on around you, you still have that fire in your belly. And it's there. And if you ask a dragon to fire you up, I'm sure they will do. Renee, good morning. You and your cup of coffee, which is dancing. Good day to Catherine. Card for your highest good. I am drawn to bring you a myrrh. So let's have a look at the myrrhs. The water energy, the beautiful energies of under the water, the cetaceans, the merfolk, the undines of the fresh waters, the fish, the dolphins, all the, and octopi. I love octopi. Or octopuses, if you prefer, but it is octopi. They are so intelligent. And more research is showing what astounding beings they are. You have a beautiful mermaid, however, who's deep in the ocean with lots of fish swirling around her. And she brings you blessings. So she's showing you that all around you, swirling around you, in the waters of life, there are various blessings. So look around you carefully and see what will make you feel blessed today. It could be a word. It could be something you see. Something makes you feel good. There are blessings all around you. They can be little blessings because she's surrounded by little fish. They're not huge, great tunas, these. They're little fish. Look for the little blessings all around you. Joni, good morning. You would like a card from whichever deck I'm using, wondering where your next income stream will be. I'm going to go to the MERS first because I'm drawn there, but I think I might get you a tarot afterwards. Let's just have a look. Ooh, there we go. Half the deck comes flying out. But you get from the MERS. So feelings. Okay, I know where they're going with this one. This mermaid is deep, deep, deep down in the bottom of the ocean. The ocean behind her is very dark. And this is because she's tapping into her deepest patterns of thought, her deepest feelings. So when you're tapping into this income stream, make sure that you're coming from a place that, even though you can't see it yet, you know that it will be there, because we live on a planet where actually there's plenty of money. It's just the way that life is presented to us, particularly on the news, we're led to believe that we are in lack. We're not in lack. Actually, there's plenty of abundance in all its forms on this planet for everyone. It's just the way it's leveled at us and presented that flips us into feeling that we can't manage or we can't have it. We actually can, although not always, sometimes in the form that we think we need. Maybe it comes to us in another form. And as I say that, that's when the card comes out of the deck. Not surprised. Why am I not surprised? This card is a major arcana card from my tarot deck. It is number 12, the 1-2. It comes with Archangel Shamuel, who helps us see what we need. It is the card of awakening, which in standard tarot is Hanged Man. So don't be worried that there's a pause, because you're asking where will your next income stream be. It's on the way. This is a pause. But what this man hanging upside down in this tree can't see, and everything's being tipped out of his pockets and his bag because everything's up, swirling round, up for grabs. And there are two roads behind him. And he at the moment, A, can't see the roads, and he doesn't know which one he'd take at the moment anyway, because he's just hanging upside down, feeling rather confused. So it's a matter of timing, Joni, and getting very clear about what you want. So work with Archangel Shamuel, Shamuel. Shamuel's colour is a very light kind of pale lime green. Ask Shamuel to show you where to look. Good morning to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. How lovely to see you, my colleague from 1-2. Listen, gorgeous to have you in there. I'm just going to refresh this page again while I take a look and find out where I'm at and how much time I've got left. Okay, I know where I am. I do also want to pull a card today for you if you're not able to get in the Facebook chat room, because I realise that it's not everybody's bag, and also you just might not be able to get in there at the moment, or you might be listening on demand. And as consciousness connects us all together through all time and space, you're connected to me now, even if you are listening to on demand. So let's just do a card for the day, angels, and just ask, what do we need to know? 30th of May, what will be handy? Whoops, and out it comes. Lovely card, Four of Fire. Four of Wands, if you like your traditional tarot. There's a beautiful couple with a happy home life behind them. They're talking about how much they have to celebrate. They're in gratitude to the divine and the angels for all the peace and prosperity they've got with this home. And they've got peace and contentment in their personal life. And they've got peace and contentment in their personal life because they're grateful for what they have right in front of them, rather than trying to grasp at something that is distant that they think they might want. It's lovely to have dreams. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But if you try and come at it from the present moment, from a base of lack, it's very, very difficult then to grasp forward into what you want, because the universe doesn't quite work like that. You know, the universe is an energetic place. So you've got to come from a place of gratitude of where you are. So looking around to see what is good in your life. I was also thinking this morning, as an example, I was just sitting there meditating on compassion and everything else. And my friend Cassandra, who I was due to meet in the garden, had just messaged me saying, are we still on? And I'd gone very quickly, yes, sent a reply. And she just sent me the little emoji of, you know, the fingers doing the heart. And in that moment, it just hit me. It just hit the right moment. Oh, somebody sent me a heart, a message of love. And it just lifted me in that morning. Now, that's nothing. It took her a second to do it. And I did say to her, you've no idea what a good impact that had this morning. It just caught me at the right moment. So lots of that, or the potential for that around this week. Enjoy those little moments, because those are the ones that lift us above the daily, I was going to say, chores of life. I try not to see life as a chore, because I'm actually very lucky to have the ability to do a lot of the things I do. So even if it's something that I would normally think is a bit of a drag, housework or something, I'm lucky to have a house to work in. You know, you have to keep finding the gratitude in things, and it just lifts you up out of where you are. Okay, so let me have another look in this chat room and see that, make sure I haven't missed anyone. And while I'm tipping it the right way up, don't forget, if you want one-on-one readings with me or any of my colleagues, 1-2 Listen has some fabulous sales. Friday is always a good day to look, and of course Sunday and 1-2 day. We're just about to go into June, so a 1-2 day, the 12th, will be along quite quickly. I also, because I'm very aware that a lot of you are stateside and I'm in the UK and the timing doesn't always work out for us both, so I offer an MP3 reading service as well, and you send me the question via the system and I just read it, just like I'm talking to you now on the radio, but I record it for you and I send you that recording. They tend to be about 15 minutes long, the reading, and some people prefer them because when I'm live on the phones, it's wonderful, you get that connection. But then sometimes they can't remember what I said, or could you repeat that? And if you've got an MP3, it's yours for keeps. You can listen to it whenever you like. Oh, somebody sent me a lovely poppy. Oh, that was Catherine, sent me that beautiful poppy. Looking into the chat room again, Maureen You are very welcome. Denise, good morning. Yes, you would like a card. I'm sure I can manage that. Let me just take a look. Yes, I have time. So let's have a look. I'm drawn to the tarot deck for you, Denise. So Denise would like a card. Please, angels and tarots and everybody else that's in this deck. That's what I like about this deck. It carries a lot of energies with it. Okay. You have water cards. Feelings. You have one of my favorite cards. So you have the Knight of Water. Now the Knight of Water, he's galloping along and he's got his cup, because it's the Knight of Cups in Standard Tarot. He's got a cup of water, but because he's galloping so hard, the water's slopping out of the cup, and also there's a giant waterfall behind him pouring water. So this can indicate that sometimes this week emotions can be very powerful, like they're sort of pouring and uncontrolled, because as this cup, the water is slopping out of it. But you have it with what is known as the wish card, which is a beautiful card to have drawn, because it means that when you tap into your emotions and really find out what you want, what will make you happy, it calms those choppy waters and you can really tap into that energy and use it to find out what you need and then start manifesting it. Clarity is always, always, always useful. And sometimes we need clarity of feeling, and sometimes we need clarity of mind, and purpose, which would be the fire energy. And sometimes we need clarity of the practicality of, well, how am I going to make this happen? What steps can I take? And sometimes we need all four of them. And a guardian angel as well. But that's life, and that's what we signed up for when we came down onto Earth. And it is an amazing journey to have, and it's a privilege to be here, even when it does have its moments. And there's quite a lot of moments going on in the world. I mean, it's very easy for me to sit here and say this. I am so aware when there are horrendous wars going on in the world. But there have always been wars, sadly, in human history. And I'm going to say empathy rather than compassion for people caught up in that, because of course I have empathy, but that compassion, that feeling of I must do something. The people who've got real compassion are those people who I admire with all my heart, who actually volunteer to go and drive the food supplies in Palestine, and many of them have lost their lives doing it. Several Brits have. My goodness, that's real compassion in action, and I am just humbled utterly by that. I would like to think that I have got the courage to do that, the courage of the heart. The cœur is an rage. That's what the word courage means, to have this power and passion in your heart to go and do something about it. I'm a little long in the tooth, and maybe that's me making a judgment about it. I don't know. I'll let you be the judge of that. Okay, I am coming up on time, but I hope you've enjoyed communing this morning. I've loved having your company and sharing this time. As I said, you'll find me on 1-2-Listen if you want to come and catch up and have a reading, or we can do some courage work, some Chiron work. I say that seems to be my mission in life at the moment. Every so often, my angels and guides give me something particular to do, and that seems to be the path that I am on this year, doing this shadow healing Chiron work, and then finding, of course, that the Tibetans segue into that absolutely perfectly. So enough said, there's plenty more coming up on 1-2 Radio today. I know that Jay and Raven are on their way next with your exclusive backstage pass to find out more about the people on 1-2-Listen and 1-2-Radio. Then Erin will be here at 10, and you have Strands of Wisdom with Kay and Maureen at 11. So a really, really, really packed morning here on 1-2-Radio. I promise I will be back next week, and I will have my starscopes, which I have written, and you'll also find them on my website, angelhandsheal.com. So there we go. I am coming up on time. Thank you so much with all my heart for being part of today's show. I will be back with the Starscopes at the same time next week. Until then, have a beautiful week. Happy June. And I'll see you here for Tune In with Erica next Thursday. Lots of love, take care, and bye-bye for now.